In the hour. I believe we all know the story of 10 past 4. Yeah, that thing used to make me laugh so bad, hey? The way that old meme was narrating that story is crazy. But yeah, it is now 11 past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the crossover on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, allow me to thank Tate France for keeping you guys company. That is from the hour of 1 right up until this hour of 4, where I do take over and be in your company until the hour of 6 o'clock. And from the hour of 6, Hende will take over and keep you guys company from 6 until 8 o'clock tonight. That is on Eagle FM Sports Zone, your sports show. Yes, yes, yes. So it is the first Sunday in the month of July, and we all know that what that means. If you don't know, well, you will know shortly. So that means we are in the 7th month, right? The first 6 months are long gone. They are done. That means we have completed half of the year. Now we are in the second half of the year 2025. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's wild. Because it's not so long ago when I was sitting right here on air, you know, having a conversation on New Year's resolutions, because it was in January 2025. And now we are halfway through the year, and today we are talking about something, you know, also related to being in the 7th month of the year. So I will tell you what today's conversation is all about. So that is later on. We all know what I have to do first before I get into today's conversation. Yeah? Did I greet you guys or did I just get right into it? I don't even remember. I think I just came in 10 past 4 in the hour. Yo, that meme, eh? That meme, I don't know, that video, it cracked me up for quite some time. It took me time to get used to, you know, hearing the video or just watching it. So for those who don't know, let me just tell you, probably you might remember, because I feel like we all saw this video. Like, it was an old lady who was explaining this robbery, kind of. And how she actually checked at the time and knew the precise time, I do not know. But later on, I found out that she was lying. Her narration of events was a lie. Nothing that she said was true. That was very shocking, because the way she was narrating that story, guys, as for me, it was the part when she was even imitating, you know, the shooting. What? What's that tiny low? That part. So yeah, I just got right into 10 past four because when I looked at the clock, it was 10 past four. So I might have forgotten to greet you guys. Yeah. Nevertheless, do not catch feelings, please. Very good afternoon to you, but I think I greeted you guys. I don't think I would just start talking without greeting you guys. I don't know. But either way, a very good afternoon to you once more again, just in case, you know. I hope you are having a great Sunday afternoon wherever you are tuning from. And also a shout out to all the lovers. I like love, you know. And this is why I always send a shout out to all the lovers, because apparently Sundays are for lovers. And I always assume that there are lovers out there who are definitely listening to me every Sundays when I come and sit behind the mic. So that's why I always send a shout out to them, you know. Shout out to you guys, and keep the love sparkling or lighting. Love is a good thing. Yeah, let me not get carried away talking about love. Well, pardon me. And also, let me just give a disclaimer. I was drinking a Coca-Cola in case I accidentally burp on air. Let's just understand and also forgive the girl that it happens. You know, I was just craving for that type of sugar, the sugar that you drink. And I got myself a Coca-Cola and I was drinking it before I came on air. So I don't know if the gas has settled in, it has gone down, or it's just waiting for me to come on air. Then it starts coming out left, right, center. You never know, because the things that happen when you sit behind the mic, they are amazing, to be honest. So that's why I'm just giving a disclaimer that in case you just hear me burp, because it's too late for me to reach to the mic button and switch it off. And then the next thing you hear, are just hearing me burr on air. Apologies in advance. But yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I do not burp on air. But yeah, I drank a whole Coca-Cola. Yeah. So before we get right into today's conversation, I hope everybody is ready for the conversation, because it is something that I just thought about, you know, speaking on this Sunday, looking at the fact that it is the first Sunday in the seventh month of 2025. So it just hit me right there and right then that you need to go talk about this thing on air. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me sell ourselves first, like I usually do every Sundays. And also, please come through and buy our services. That's how I will get paid. So if you just sit there and listen to me always selling ourselves, advertising ourselves, and you do not come through, even though you know that you can come through. Ooh, I think I'm about to burp. Yes, I burped. Apologies. Yeah, so I was saying that also just don't listen to me always advertising us. Come through, buy a service or a product, because that's how I get paid, right? Uncle Buana still owe me money for this show. I'm still waiting for that money as a belief. Well, I will start off with our e-paper, our sister e-paper. Yes, The Villager. You don't know about The Villager? Nah, I don't think you know. You don't know about The Villager. I'm sure you know about The Villager. Probably you just don't know how to get The Villager. And if you know about The Villager and you don't know how to get The Villager, well, do not worry. I'm about to tell ya how you get The Villager. So The Villager is our newspaper, right? Our e-newspaper, because it does not come in hard copies. It comes in a soft copy form. So all you need to do to be receiving this soft copy three times in the week is save this number, right? 081-204-144. That is 081-204-144. So that is the number you need to save on your device. Save it the Villager newspaper so you can easily remember in case you forget subscribing in that moment after you save the number. So save it the Villager newspaper. Once you have saved that particular number, go on your WhatsApp and send a WhatsApp message. Not a text message. Mm-mm. No. Not a text message. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, right? I'm so sorry. I'm laughing at something here that I just happened to see. And, but yeah, apologies. So as I was saying, that now I'm choking. My throat is getting dry. So I was saying that, once you have saved the number, you go on your WhatsApp and you send a WhatsApp message, right? So you can say the words, subscribe, simple, easy. After you have sent those particular words, you wait for a message or a response that will notify you that you have been subscribed, right? And then you will start receiving the free copy that is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. Those are the 3 days that the e-paper usually comes out. That is Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So in our e-paper, we provide a summaries of, you know, business, economic, as well as policy development news. So you wouldn't want to miss out on any of these news updates, right? That is Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. We all know that Eagle FM is literally everywhere and it is accessible on your smart device anytime. And this means minimal inconvenience. All you need to do, if you are in a space where you can't listen directly on your phone speaker, you just grab your earphones and then you get informed, right? And on top of that, we have our complimentary apps, such as the Imba app. I always emphasize on the fact that we live in a very technological era where everything can just be in the palm of your hand. So you don't need to be walking around with that hymn book. That hymn book is even heavy. All you need to do is go on your app store. If you are an Android user, you go on Play Store. If you are an iOS user, you go on App Store. Yes. And then you download the Imba app. And also our Eagle FM app is very convenient, you know. It allows you to listen to us anywhere, anytime. As long as you have data or you have an internet connection, you will be able to listen to me. Like, for example, like right now, I am on air and you can't sit in front of a radio. Oh, excuse me. Let me burp again quickly. Yes. You will be able to listen to me anyway, as long as you have an internet connection. So that is it. That is convenient, right? And also there is a digital billboard on our Eagle FM app. For those who have the app, you have seen that there are adverts that are posted on it. So this offers an opportunity for your businesses to increase their products as well as services visibility that is across different consumers, right? And also on top of that, our social media remains the most active in the country. Well, this provides an opportunity for those who want to enhance their product and brand visibility. So we just don't say that we will provide you brand visibility or we provide you with the different consumers. We actually mean it because we do have the numbers. And also, our outside broadcasting van is available for those who, you know, host events, host public meetings or whatever it may be. And you are looking to reach a wider audience. Do not hesitate, to contact us for that particular service, as there is a team that is readily available. And, once you make the communication and also the deal is set, the team will come to you wherever you are and stream live that event right here on our radio station as well as our social media platforms. So in a nutshell, that is us. Do come through, come and support, because that is the only way I get paid and everybody else here gets paid, right? That's the only way you can continue hearing this lovely, lovely voice on the airwaves. Yes. It is now 25 minutes, 26 to be precise, after the hour of 4. And it's that time where we officially play a welcoming song, right? What is the crossover without a welcoming song? Mm-mm. And of course, we are going to listen to Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. Yes, and on the other side, I will come and now tell you officially what we are conversing about on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. You know, the first Sunday in the month of July, the first Sunday in the remainder of half of the year of 2025. Well, let's enjoy Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. I will see you. That is on the other side. Thank you.
the second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be
Cyndi Lauper on this one, titled Time After Time. You know, exactly bringing us to half past the hour of 4 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, welcome to the crossover right here on your number one tug radio station. That is Eagle FM. And I am your host, Abigail. And I'll be with you until the hour of six this late afternoon, evening. Whichever it may be, I will be with you until then. Now, let me tell you what we are talking about today. Since I mentioned the fact that it is the seventh month, this is the first Sunday. So initially, it is the first week in the month of July, right? And we are done with the first half of the year 2025. And that is actually what brought about today's topic, which is reflecting on the first half of the year, right? And how it came about, it is so funny. I was explaining to my best friend how it came about. And before you ask why I was explaining to my best friend how this topic came about, well, she likes to ask me, what are you talking about this Sunday? You know, and I think she is, probably I would describe it as invested. Maybe I think she is now invested in, trying to know what is, the upcoming topic on the crossover. And of course, she asked and I told her, yeah, today I plan on, you know, talking about reflecting on the first half of the year, and you should actually help me, you know, help me, prep for the show. And of course, she didn't say no. And, you know, that's what besties are for. And of course, she helped. She came through. And I was explaining to her that, the topic actually just popped up in my head when I was, applying lotion this other morning. When I was applying lotion, I was coming out of the shower and I was applying lotion, and I just kept on thinking, what am I going to talk about this Sunday, right? And it hit me right then and there that why not talk about reflecting on the first half of the year, because we just finished the first 6 months of the year 2025. That would be a lovely, lovely conversation, you know, to dig deep into, you know, reflecting into the first 6 months. So that is what we are going to talk about today. We are going to take a deep reflection in the first 6 months of 2025. You know, we are going to look back at the stories that shaped the start of the year. Yeah, I was burping. So we are going to look back at the stories that shaped the start of the year. What were the biggest lessons so far? Which moments made the most impact so far? And what can we learn from the past 6 months as we look ahead? Well, we all know that The Crossover is a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sundays when we start off a new week. And today's Sunday is actually a special one because it is the first Sunday, halfway through the year of 2025. And it is also the first Sunday in, the month of July. Yeah. Special Sunday, this one. And we are going to touch on 4 points, which are going to be the main discussional points. And then the English starts to, you know, disappearing. Just wants me to start breaking it before we get even right into the conversation. It's crazy. So we are going to, you know, discuss on 4 points. And the first one is we are going to look at the personal growth. So far, how is your personal growth in your career, in your lifestyle, as well as your financial goals, right? Because I feel like when we talk about personal growth, these are the most three important, I would call, is it categories? Is category the right word? Yeah, I'll use category. We all understand. English is not our language, right? So I feel like when we talk about personal growth, these three aspects, that is the right word. The three aspects in our lives, they are the most crucial, right? And when you look at your career, how far you have come, you will be able to see that, okay, they has been some personal growth in that aspect, and also your lifestyle. You will also be able to measure your personal growth based on the lifestyle as well as financial goals. You know, that is the first point. The second point where we are going to discuss is gratitude. What are you grateful for? One thing that I always emphasize on the crossover is, you know, gratitude. Self-positivity, talk positively to yourself. I like to put emphasis on these two, you know, for you guys, to you guys as listeners. So that is the second point. Gratitude. What are you grateful for? And the third point, what worked and what didn't work so far in the first 6 months of the year 2025? What worked and what didn't work? And lastly, how are you going to utilize the remainder of the year to address what didn't work? So those are the 4 points that today's crossover is going to be based on, right? And I'm getting right into it. And if you feel like there is something you'd like to share based on today's conversation, well, don't hold back. Do not hesitate. Yeah. Someone keeps, you know, disturbing my attention here on air. Please stop it. I'm on air. I told you I'm on air. Stop it. You are bothering me. I can't multitask. I can't serve two kings at the same time. Please just stop it. Yeah. So as I was saying that before I got distracted by Joe, I was saying that if you have anything that you'd like to contribute on today's conversation, well, do not wait for me to tell you to come through. You can come through. And we all know the number to dial. It's 083-288-401. That is the number to dial. So we are going to start off with the personal growth, looking at the aspects of career, lifestyle, as well as financial goals. Well, can you believe it? Can you believe that we are already past the halfway point of 2025? Can you? It's still surreal for me. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, that it was just not so long ago when I was, you know, having a discussion on New Year's resolutions, and that was in January. What are the New Year's resolutions? And this year is really, really flying. It feels just like yesterday when we were setting our New Year's resolutions. So today we are going to take a moment to hit pause, reflect on the journey so far, and also chart our course for the next 6 months. As you are listening to this conversation, one thing that I'd also like to advise you or to emphasize to you is to also, you know, just take a look at how you are going to course through in the next 6 months. What are the plans for the remainder of the year? And we are talking about personal growth. We are talking about finances. We are talking about lifestyle, everything. It can be a lot of things that I'm not going to mention here, because other people, they are already far advanced in their career. So probably they would rather try to grow or develop another aspect of their life. It could be skills. It could be, you know, maybe self-love. Maybe you are trying to learn how to love yourself as an individual. So there are a lot of things that you could try to improve or work on, or something that is in your course for the next 6 months. So now we are going to start with our career goals, reviewing our progress so far, or reflecting on our progress so far. So when you started 2025, what were your main career goals for 2025? Did you aim for a promotion? Were you aiming for a skill development? Or were you planning on a career change? Or perhaps, you know, a better work-life balance? What was your aim in the first half of 2025? And I think we should focus on the first half, because when we spoke about New Year's resolutions, my emphasis was on giving time. You cannot have a New Year's resolution that is planned for the 12 months. You can, but that is not advisable from my side. My advice was that when you have a New Year's resolution, or when you have a plan in the new year, give it less time, right? You can start off by giving 3 months. Then if the 3 months lapses and the plan hasn't materialized, then you can now move to 6 months, right? So what were your main career goals for the year 2025 so far in the first 6 months? When you reflect, was your aim for a promotion? Did it come through? Or are you still hoping that it comes through? Because we are still having a remainder of 6 months. So if it didn't happen, best believe that it might happen. And also when it comes to skill development, were you planning on registering a course just to try and up your skills, add a new skill, or just, you know, improve on a skill that you already acquired, a skill that you already have? How is it looking when you are reflecting on that plan of skill development? Is it good? Oh, okay. Okay, it's good. So if it's good, that is wonderful. And if you had given it 6 months, you know, maybe it was a short course, or the whole year of 2025 with a skill development plan. If you have enrolled yourself for a course or a short course or whatever, just to try and develop your skills, well, that is a good one. Now, when you look at, probably you had plans on a career change. Did that happen? Did that materialize? Maybe next year. Okay. I know it's not easy to change careers, and I know it's only a few of us who usually swap careers, change careers, but there are people who, you know, cannot stay in one career. It's like they get bored, you know. They can't do radio for so long. They can't do television for so long. They can't do accounting for so long. They can't do teaching for so long. They need to keep shifting or changing, right? So other people, they set goals in a new year to change a career. And if that was also your plan, when you sit now, halfway through the year 2025, did the career change happen? Or are you still looking forward to it? You still believe that it might happen before the end of 2025, right? Or maybe your plan was to balance your work and life balance. When you sit back and you reflect, how is it looking? Because remember, this is something we have spoken about, that there are people who really struggle to balance their work life, that even when they are at home, when they're supposed to be relaxing, they still bring in work. So it's like work just follows them everywhere, even when they are at a social event, even when they are out chilling, having fun, they are still attending to work things. You know, they will take out their phone, go through work mail. That is not supposed to happen. So we all need to get a place where we can have a better work-life balance. So if that was your plan, right, career-wise, for the year 2025, when you sit back and you reflect, how is it looking? Has it improved? Or are you still working on it? Are you still struggling to try and balance this situation? Because realistically speaking, you cannot keep carrying work wherever you go. To be honest, you cannot. You cannot. Because there are a lot of negative effects that arise from working so much and not having a free personal or free social time for yourself. That has nothing to do with work. And hence, why the emphasis on all of us who are employed, to try and have a balance. You need to have boundaries when it comes to your work, when it comes to your life. That even if a colleague is calling you, it's a Saturday and you know you have no work. You are not owing any colleague work. There is no outstanding work. And you see your boss calling on a Saturday. Oh, this cock is really dealing with me. I'm busy burping here, but yeah. So even if you see your boss calling on a Saturday, you have the right to tell yourself, I am not going to pick up this call. It's my personal time. I am off. You know, they can try to call me on Monday because work is Monday to Friday. Friday after working hours, it is my time. So how is that looking when you sit back and review the progress you have made so far, if your plan was to, you know, have a better work-life balance, right? And if you just tuned in, welcome. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to The Crossover. Yeah, right here on your number one talk radio station. It is 18 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And today's conversation, we are reflecting on the first half of the year 2025. That is what we are talking about. And if there's anything you'd like to share to the conversation, please, you are welcome. You are welcome to do so. Maybe you would like to share with us, how the first half of the year has gone so far for you. You can do that. The number is, 083-288-401. And also, career goals, right? All in the aspect of career. Well, another area that you might be reflecting on, or what you would like to reflect on, is what have been your biggest professional wins or achievements in the first 6 months? You know, even if they are small victories, you need to count them. You need to celebrate them. That is also an area that you can reflect on, because many a times, right, we do have these wins, even when they are small in our professional lives. But just because they are small, you feel like it's okay. No, it's not okay. Celebrate yourself. You need to start learning how to celebrate yourself. So when you are reviewing your progress, How have you been in the first 6 months of 2025 professionally? Have you been celebrating those small victories? Or probably you achieved something very, very big in the first 6 months. Did you celebrate? How was it? Reflect. And also, where have you perhaps fallen short? Or where have you encountered unexpected challenges? What were the root causes of these challenges or shortfalls? It is also another area that we can reflect on when it comes to, you know, our career. Because our careers are very important, right? They are very important, and we cannot, English does this to me every time. Like, I'll be sitting here speaking, and then the word just disappears. Like, bye-bye, I'm gone. Figure it out. I'm gone. Yeah. So our careers are very important. So we can honestly not, you know, keep track. Yeah. Let me use that word. Keep track of our encounters, right? Such as unexpected challenges as well as shortfalls, because they are bound to happen. They are bound to happen in all of us careers. So what you need to do is to look at the root causes. What caused these shortfalls or these unexpected challenges that you encountered in the first 6 months? So that is also a reflection area when it comes to, you know, your career area or your career aspect. And as I've mentioned that in our personal growth, we are going to look at three important aspects. It's career, it's lifestyle, it's also financial goals. So now we are going to move to lifestyle. Yes. Let's reflect on our lifestyles, colleagues. Yeah. It is halfway through 2025. We have touched on the career aspect. Now let's touch on, you know, the lifestyle. How has it been in the first half of the year? When you sit back and you reflect, how has it been? Has it been challenging? Has it been good? Or it has been okay? There's a balance there. How has it been? Yeah, because sometimes I feel like sometimes we really bring problems to ourselves. So that's why it's very important to sit and reflect and also ask yourself, am I progressing or am I moving backwards? So when it comes to our lifestyle, think about your well-being. Think about your relationships. Think about your hobbies. Think about your personal routines. What lifestyle goals did you set in the beginning of 2025? And when you look at them, how are they? What positive changes have you made to your daily habits? Perhaps your plan for 2025 was you wanted to prioritize health. You wanted to spend more time with loved ones or explore new interests. When you sit back and you reflect, how is it looking? When we talk about prioritizing health, probably you were eating unhealthy in the previous years. Could be 2024, 2023, going backwards. And then end of 2024, you were like, come 2025, I'm going to prioritize my health. That means eating healthy, probably also physical exercise and all that, right? How is it looking when you sit back and reflect? And also, probably you were thinking or you were planning on spending more time with loved ones. Because a lot of us, really, we don't have time to spend with our loved ones, to be honest. I, for example, I have loved ones here in Windhoek. I have family members here in Windhoek. But if you have to ask me how many of them have I seen in the first half of this year, I honestly don't know. I think I also need to set a goal where I try and spend more time with my loved ones. To be honest, it's really not a nice thing. So when you sit and reflect on this goal, you know, of spending more time with loved ones, if it is something that you set for yourself for the year 2025, how is it looking when you're sitting and reflecting? Did you improve on spending time with loved ones? Loved ones can be friends, family members, anybody who is a loved one to you. Loved ones can also be colleagues, but not in most cases. Not in most cases. Yeah, but other people I know as colleagues, they really have lovely relationships. So they become loved ones to one another. And also, maybe your plan was to explore new interests. So my plan for 2025, when it comes to exploring new interests, I was planning on, going on a vacation on one or two lodges in Namibia, because I've been talking about how beautiful Namibia is and how we really have beautiful lodges, but we don't go to these places. As citizens in the country, it's really heartbreaking that it's people who come far away from other countries, far, who come and enjoy these places, and they take content for us and post on social media, and we just get to see in social media. And then you ask, where is this place? They are telling you, this place is just in Divundu. And you are like, what? Yes, this lodge is just in Divundu, or this lodge is in Zambezi. And you are so surprised. So one of the things that I, you know, said for myself for 2025 was to explore new interests, and that is traveling to one or two lodges in Namibia, anywhere, whether it's in the south, whether it's in the west, the east, the north, anywhere, as long as I will travel solo, alone, guys. As long as I will travel, go have fun, enjoy, and then come back. But so far, as I'm sitting here, you know, in the second half of the year 2025, it hasn't materialized. But as I've mentioned, that we have 6 months that is remaining. 6 whole months that is remaining. So that means that I still have 6 more months to, you know, fulfill this lifestyle goal that I set for myself. So probably, you never know, maybe the month of October, because it's my birthday month, I might just surprise myself and take myself somewhere, one of these lodges, somewhere, like I said, anywhere, whether it's in Divundu or Carlsberg or anywhere, I will definitely go. Yes. And of course, we move on. And also, what positive changes have you made to your daily habits? That is also a reflection point. Some of us have bad habits, have bad daily habits, and probably one of the goals in 2025 was to tackle these daily habits into good ones, the bad ones into good ones. Maybe you had a habit of drinking 2 beers every day when you knock off from work. And then you realize that, this is not a good daily habit. I need to stop it. I need probably just minimize it to 1 beer, every second day, or 1 beer once a week. You know, so that is a positive change. 1 beer once a week. Yeah. From 2 beers every day to 1 beer once a week. That is a huge positive change. So maybe that was your goal, you know, to bring about positive change to your daily habits. And another example of a daily habit that I could give is maybe you used to sleep late, right? I know this is a daily habit that most of us are really struggling with, going to bed on time so you can wake up on time. So maybe you realize that you don't go to bed early, and this usually causes you to struggle in the morning when you're supposed to wake up. And this is a positive change that you set yourself up for come 2025. So when you sit back and when you reflect, how is it looking? Have you improved on this daily habit? Do you now go to bed early? And when you go to bed, have you changed the habits of being on your smartphone or your tablet or your iPad or your iPhone before you sleep? You know, all these things are things that we can actually sit and reflect on. And also, where have you struggled to maintain desired habits? Oh, there's an advert.
Old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge as we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage for the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the I.
And of course, it is now the hour of 5 o'clock. It is a minute. So that means I have 59 more minutes to go with you guys until the hour of 6. Where Hende will take over and keep you guys company. That is on the Eagle Sport Zone from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. Yes. Good afternoon to you. If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. That is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6. Yeah. And today's topic, we are talking about reflecting on the first half of the year 2025. And before the outbreak, we were, you know, reflecting on our lifestyle goals. I was mentioning all hours on the point of, where have you struggled to maintain desired habits? When you look at the habit you were trying to maintain or change, how did you struggle with that? Because a lot of us really struggle with these habits. Smoking. I don't even know how I forgot mentioning smoking. Smoking is something that I've heard from smokers that it's very hard to quit. It's very hard to let go of nicotine and tar. So obviously, if you set a goal for yourself to try and mitigate or get rid of this habit of smoking, that could have been a struggle for you to maintain this, you know, desired habit of you not smoking anymore. So when you sit and reflect, you need to reflect, where have you struggled to maintain desired habits from those habits you do not desire at all? Right? Mm. 3 minutes after 5, I believe we should go for a musical break. Yes. And we will come continue on the other side. I think I've spoken so much. I have loaded you guys with information. So you need a break to try and adjust. Digest, not adjust. To try and digest this information. Yo, I don't know why I drank Coke before coming on air. Yes, I shouldn't have. Lesson learned. Yeah. So we will go for a musical break and we'll come continue. All that is on the other side. Here is the sounds of Alexander O'Neill on this one that is titled If You Were Here Tonight.
Thank you.
So this one is a special request to one of my listeners. Well, he was like, please play me Dev Koze. Anything from him? Well, here you go, Joe. Another day will I get through without breaking down. Haven't seen the sun since you've been gone. Like my heart I lost in wind. Left me and it can't be found. How can I go on? Baby, I've been living on memories of you and me. All the No, this one is actually Piabo Bryson. Can you stop the rain? Yes. Apologies on that. Well, Dev Koze will come through with the dance after this one.
Everywhere I go, I feel you there. Following my footsteps like a shadow of my broken heart. Sometimes it's a pair of passing eyes, or it's just the way someone is talking, and there you are. Am I all alone? Don't you ever wake up and reach for me where I used to be? Is there any chance I just can't believe you're not lonely too? Just for me and you, baby, can't. Stop the rain from falling. Won't you chase my clouds away? I'd give anything to see the sun again. Only you can stop these tears from falling. I can't face another day. Baby, can you stop? Can you stop the rain? Oh, 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 if you are here for only one night, baby, I know you remember. 'Cause loving you once was a time enough. I know we can make it together, together. Baby, stop the rain. Won't you chase my fly? Can you stop the rain?
looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now, I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance, the dance. I would have missed the dance, the dance. I would have missed the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say you know? I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the day.
Sounds of Dave Coles on this one titled The Dance, a special request by Joe, who is currently listening to The Crossover. And of course, it is now 20 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Good afternoon to you and welcome if you just tuned in. And today's conversation is all about reflecting, you know, on the first half of the year 2025. Looking at the fact that we are now in the second half. Yes, in July, in Hulai. Yeah, the seventh month in the year 2025. How this year flew by like this, I do not know. But we should be grateful, right? Mm-hmm. So now also we are still on personal growth. I'm looking at my time and it seems like I'm quite slow. Looking at the fact that I'm still at my first point of discussion And I still have three more to go. But yeah, I will try and just summarize them so that I can finish all the three remaining points that is in the remaining time. And of course, now looking at financial goals, what were your financial goals for 2025? Were you planning on saving for a big purchase? Were you planning on paying down debt if you have debt? Were you planning on investing? Or were you planning on increasing your emergency fund? You know, when you sit back and you reflect on your financial goals for 2025 so far, like I've mentioned, the fact that 2025 is not yet done. Yeah, we are only 6 months in. Let me not confuse you and me here. Yeah, we are only 7 months in. Because the other 6 months, they are, you know, done, kaput. So we are only 7 months in, right? But we are just doing a reflection on the first half. So when you look at your financial goal so far, is it, you know, doing well? Is there progress? Or maybe you were planning on saving for a big purchase. You wanted to buy something big. How is that going when you sit back and reflect on it? If it's not going as you were planning, well, don't worry. You still have 6 more months remaining. So do not worry yourself. Maybe you were planning on paying down debt. You had so many debts and your plan for this year was to clear them out so you can just breathe, right? When you sit and reflect on that, how is it looking? Or maybe you are planning on investing or increasing your emergency fund. When you sit and reflect, how is it looking? Well, reflect and also remember that it is just the first half. You know, I am not saying that your things are not going to materialize. I'm not saying that your plans are not going to come to life. That is not what I'm saying. So we are just reflecting. And reflection isn't about self-criticism. No. Rather, it's about empowering yourself as an individual to make the second half of the year even better. Because one thing you need to remember is that it's never too late to reset, to recuperate, and reignite your passion for your personal growth. So you need to make the next 6 months account when it comes to your personal growth, whether it's career, whether it's lifestyle, or either your financial well-being. So you need to make sure that if the first 6 months were not giving, things did not happen the way you were planning, a lot of downs happened in there, well, make the next six months, you know, count. Now, moving to our second point, which is gratitude. And here is the question for gratitude. What are you grateful for so far in the year 2025? All right. You know, it is very important to practice gratitude. It's very important, especially at a reflection point like, you know, mid-year, like where we are right now. It's very important. Because when you show gratitude, well, it improves your well-being. It also reduces your stress. It fosters resilience. You know, it helps you see opportunities and also shifts perspective from lack to abundance. So it is very important that you show gratitude at the end of the day because gratitude is actually very powerful. Oh, excuse me, let me burp. Yeah, it is indeed the brr on the other side of life because it's been, I think, maybe an hour and half or 2 hours ago since I drank this cool drink, but I'm just still burping. It's amazing. No wonder somebody was telling me that, do you know that you can actually clean your toilet with that soft drink. Apparently when your toilet is turned, you know, you just take that cool drink and you pour it in your toilet and it cleans. That really scared me, but some surprisingly, I haven't stopped drinking it, and here I am burping on air, which is not nice. Yeah. So we really need to show great, gratitude. I almost said gratefulness. We really need to show gratitude, for our health. We need to show gratitude at who supported us in the year 2025 so far. Let me start off with health before I continue to, who supported you as an individual so far. So when you sit and reflect in the first 6 months of the year, please be grateful for your health. You are healthy, and somebody out there, they are struggling with their health. So if you are healthy and you know that you are doing well, you are not struggling in anywhere with your body, with your mind, with your soul, please show gratitude. Be grateful, right? And also show grateful when it comes to your relationships as well as connections. And in this particular point, I'm talking about who supported you so far, whether it is family, whether it is friends, whether it is colleagues, whether it is your neighbor, whoever it is, show gratitude to them. And also show gratitude, when you sit and you reflect at the laughters you shared with whoever was there as a listening ear, whoever was there as a helping hand to you, show gratitude. At the end of the day, these relationships or these people who support us are the ones who keep us, pushing, who keeps us moving forward, who pushes us not to give up at the end of the day. And also let's show gratitude in our careers or professional life. Even if your career goals haven't been fully met, whatever opportunities you've had so far, whatever opportunities you've had to learn and to grow, you need to show gratitude. Because obviously, if you got a small opportunity, whether it was for a month or two, I'm sure you learned a new skill, right? You did. So you need to show gratitude when it comes to your career, when it comes to your professional life. Whether you are no more happy in that job where you are at, remember that somebody out there is unemployed and they are struggling to, get a job. So let us be grateful. Let's reflect and be grateful. And also be grateful for your, financial stability as well as resources. You need to be grateful for your income, however modest it is. Well, it allows you to meet your needs, right? Doesn't matter how small it is, as long as at the end of the day, basic needs are covered. You put food on the table, you have a roof over your head, and you also manage unexpected expenses. That is enough. That is honestly enough. Let's show gratitude. And this is even the reason why I don't like hearing people who want to complain about, the little they earn. I'm struggling. I'm not earning enough. What? Let's be grateful. To be honest, if that has been your mindset beginning of this year, moving into the next 6 months that are remaining, please do switch your mindset and show gratitude, because at the end of the day, that income that you are having, it allows you to meet your needs, right? Let's also show gratitude when it comes to learning and personal growth. What new insights have you gained about yourself or the world so far? Show gratitude to that. I think for me, the personal growth that I am really grateful for so far is, which word can I use? When you do more than you expected, right? When you outdo. Yeah. Now I'm trying to speak like a somebody from Zambezi. So for me, that is really something that I'm really grateful for when it comes to, you know, in my personal growth, that I have really exceeded my expectations. That is the right words. English. I've really exceeded my expectations, you know, as an individual. And I can proudly say that I'm really grateful, like, in that area, you know, of personal growth. So let us also learn to be grateful in our learning as well as our personal growth. Because obviously you have learned lessons so far in, you know, the first 6 months. Probably you always got yourself into relationships that were not good for you. And every year you are the one who had heartbreak. So far in 2025, probably you would be on your second heartbreak or something like that. And then you grow as an individual and you get to, you know, to learn what causes these things, and then you become self-aware. So those are lessons that you learn, and they lead to personal growth. So you need to be grateful for that as well. And also let us be grateful for the environment and simple pleasures, guys. You know, living in Windhoek. Living in Windhoek. Somebody out there is living in, is it Okama Tapati? There's a place somewhere there. And they wish to live in Windhoek, you know. So you, as a person who's living in Windhoek, you're always complaining about Windhoek this, Windhoek that. Let us just, you know, show gratitude at the end of the day. Windhoek is beautiful, you know, beautiful sunsets, you know, clear sky, even though lately it gets very cold sometimes, but it is a season, and, you know, seasons, they do come through and they pass, they don't stay. So let us show gratitude in that area, right? Let's carry this spirit of gratitude with us, because it is a powerful tool for resilience. It is also a powerful tool for happiness and also continued personal growth. So yeah, let's do that. Let's carry the spirit of gratitude. Yeah. So that is our second point of discussion. And then now, like I mentioned, my time is really not that much. So I will just try to summarize our discussion points so that I can do all of them in the remaining minutes. So I have 26 more minutes to go, and we are now moving on to our third point, which is lovely. Yeah. So our third point is reflecting on what worked and what did not work. Why is it crucial to analyze what worked and what didn't work, rather than just focusing on goal attainment? Because, you know, when we analyze or when we reflect on what worked and what didn't work, well, this helps us learn from experience. It helps us avoid repeating, you know, the same mistakes. It also helps us refine our methods and also build self-awareness and celebrate effective strategies, right? So when you reflect on what worked and what didn't work, it's not about blaming yourself. No, It's about understanding and also being kind to yourself and be honest about the outcomes. Right? And when we talk about reflecting on what worked and what didn't work, you know, it applies to all areas, whether it's in your career, in your financial well-being, in your health, in your relationships, as well as in your personal development at the end of the day. Because when you reflect on what worked, when you look at your career goals, you look at what worked. Okay, and then you know, why did that work out? And if it didn't work out, you also get to know why didn't that work out? And this helps you to learn from your experience at the end of the day. That means you are not going to repeat the same mistake, right? Rather, you are going to refine your methods. It's also the same thing with your finances. If you got scammed last time, you know, you got scammed to invest some money and make more money, and then that didn't work out. You learn from that, right? You tell yourself, I am never going to put money into something that is not, that you didn't verify, you know, with probably the bank, if it's genuine or not. So you learn from that. And also your health. Maybe you used to ignore, you know, when I talk about health, I like to give the example of how I got sick in 2022 and ended up being operated on just because I was ignorant to go to the hospital early on, right? So I got sick in 2022. I think if I recall now, I think I was sick for 2 or 3 weeks and I just kept on, you know, pushing it under the carpet until the pain really got so intense to the point where I couldn't ignore it. Even though when I went to the clinic, I still wanted to, you know, not go. But then something in me was just like, okay, go. You have nothing to lose. You will seek medical advice. If there is something wrong, they will, you know, find a solution and then you come back home. And if there's nothing, then you come back home. Either way, you have nothing to lose. And when I got to the clinic, I was treated as an emergent patient because I had to be rushed to the theater now to get operated on. That was shocking. So what worked is that I decided to seek medical attention and I got help. What didn't work was, you know, sitting with the pain for so long, for 3 weeks, medicating, self-medicating. And that was a lesson learned. So moving forward, I do not ignore pain. Even if I have a headache for 2-3 days in a row, I am heading to the clinic to seek medical attention. So when things don't work out, you know, and we sit back and we reflect at what worked and what didn't, it helps you learn from your experience, right? So you avoid repeating the same mistakes. Well, there is no way now I am going to repeat the same mistake of my body telling me I am not fine and I just keep ignoring it. I am never ever going to do that. All right. So that is also very important when it comes to the aspect of health, in terms of learning from our experiences and also just refining our methods so that we don't repeat the same mistakes. It also the same thing with relationships. You know, you are with this partner and this partner is abusing you, maybe verbally, emotionally, mentally, but still you just keep being in the relationship. No, it's not working. You need to leave, right? Or maybe that partner is just cheating constantly, cheating constantly. And you keep forgiving. They keep promising you, no, I will not do it anymore. And they continue doing it. You need to leave. You need to walk away. And you have to learn from this experience that moving forward, when a person cheats on you once, you walk away because they are likely going to do it again. It's also the same thing when you have an abusive partner. They are not going to stop. If anything, the chain of abuse is just going to continue, you know, piling up on and on and on and on. And also in our personal development, it is also important to always reflect on what worked and what didn't work. Because I believe personal development is very important. You know, you can't be the same person you were last year. No. Mm-mm. No, 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 no. You can't be the same person you were 2 years ago or 3 years ago. No, You need to develop as an individual at the end of the day. So you reflect on what worked and what didn't work, right? If a certain relationship with a certain friend is not helping you develop as an individual, stay away from the friendship, cut it off, end it. You know, if you can't end it, set boundaries. Boundaries that help you to develop as an individual, because it is important at the end of the day, you know, to develop as an individual. You can't be the same person you were in 2024. No. Or even the past 3 months, something has to develop in you as a person, right? If there are certain words you couldn't pronounce, you know, 3 months later, you should try and develop yourself into pronouncing those words. There are words that I really used to struggle when it comes to pronouncing them. You know, words like reciprocation. I couldn't say the word reciprocation without twisting my tongue twice. But here I am, I can say the word with my eyes closed, you know, reciprocation. Simple, easy. Even writing that word was actually a challenge, you know. In most cases, I had to go Google the word every time I needed to write it. But because I was like, you cannot keep going to Google every time you need to write reciprocation. Learn how to write the word. And I did, right? Personal development, very, very important. So we need to reflect on what worked and what didn't work, because at the end of the day, that is how we learn. That is how we stay away from mistakes, not repeating them, and also refining ourselves as individuals at the end of the day. There are many more things that you could reflect on, you know, when it comes to what worked, what didn't work. Could be time management. You could look at how you use your time. Are you good at time management? Do you balance your time? And also new habits. Did you probably start exercising? You were not exercising. And also communication. Did you improve your communication? Maybe you were very harsh like Abigail. This is actually something that I'm learning. I have a very strong tone, you know. Many a times when I'm speaking to you with my normal voice, you might think I'm arguing with you or I'm trying to fight you. But that is just me, you know, trying to converse with you. That has been my goal. I don't even know for how long now, probably for 3 years, that when I realize that I'm now in that tone, that's my natural tone, to be honest. When I realize that I'm back there, I have to try and, you know, tune it to the normal tone, like how people speak. Because I'm always described as a very angry person because I just have a very strong, commanding tone. So you will think I'm arguing with you, but I'm not. I don't like arguing. I don't argue, actually. It's just the tone. That's how it is. Maybe it's because I speak on radio. I'm lying. I'm joking. But I do really have a strong tone. So it is something that I'm also working on. So every time I sit and I reflect, how has the progress been so far? And I think I'm doing so well, to be honest. Even in situations where I feel like I want to shout or I want to use that tone to intimidate you, I will not, because it is not a good thing. Yeah, unless if I really want to intimidate you because you are asking for it or you are pushing for it, then I will use that tone. And it is a very scary tone. I'm not going to lie to you. Very, very scary. It is now quarter to the hour of 6. Yeah. I hope I haven't bombarded you with a lot of information. So we are now remaining with one point. And that is now, how do we utilize the remainder of the year, you know, to address what has worked and what hasn't worked. So I think we can go for a musical break. I have managed to squeeze almost everything in the time that is remaining. So we can quickly go for a musical break and we will come finish off our conversation that is on the other side. So here is the sounds of Mika Gyal Yakisan on this one that is titled Speechless. Speechless. Speechless.
Your love Speechless. Is magical. That's how I feel. But I have not the words here to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion. But there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain. To tell you how I feel. But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away. And nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I am lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless. That's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible. God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light. But I cannot be found. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless, speechless. How you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away. And nothing is for real. I go anywhere, can't do anything, just to touch your face. There's no mountain high, I cannot climb, I'm humbled in your grace.
Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am lost words.
The lovely sounds of the late king of pop. Yes, Michael Jackson on this one titled Speechless, bringing us exactly to 11 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And now let's finish off our conversation and say our goodbyes to each other on the crossover until next Sunday, same time, same place. So our last point of discussion is, utilizing the remainder of the year in addressing what worked and what did not work, right? So now it's time to shift your gears. You know, today is the 6th of July and we still have 6 more months to go, half a year ahead of us. So the big question for today, or the big question that I'm going to leave you with, is how are you going to intentionally use the remainder of 2025 to build on your successes and strategically tackle those areas that didn't quite work? So the first thing is to try and recap the power of actionable sites. You know, we spoke about what worked, those habits, routines, or decisions that yielded positive results. And we also bravely, faced what didn't work. where we perhaps hit a wall or things didn't go as planned. So this isn't just an academic exercise, or the real value comes from what you do with this information. So having half a year left is a significant amount of time to make real progress, especially if you apply the lessons learned. Because remember, it's important that we always apply the lessons learned so we do not repeat the mistakes, right? So the first strategy is to doubling down on what worked. Think about those successful strategies from the first 6 months and how you can amplify them. How can you apply them to other areas of your life where you want to see growth? You know, examples are replication. If daily planning worked wonders for your career, well, you can apply that same meticulous planning to your financial budget, maybe, or your personal fitness routine. Or scaling up. If a small savings habit really added up, can you increase the amount slightly? And if a short daily meditation session helped your mental health, you might try to extend it or add another mindful practice, you know. And also sharing success. Maybe you can teach others what worked for you. Because sometimes explaining a successful strategy solidifies it in your own mind. And also consistency, guys, you know, consistency. How can you ensure the continuation of these successful habits, even when challenges arise? Because we all know that sometimes we do go backwards when we are faced with challenges. We forget that consistency is key. You need to continue. Even when you are faced with challenges, you need to be resilient. What accountability measures can you put in place? For example, if your morning walks in a park worked, how will you maintain that routine through different weather patterns, especially here in Windhoek? How will you maintain it? So the second strategy is to try and adapting from what didn't work. For those areas where things didn't go as planned, it's about giving up, but about adapting. So you need to ask yourself, what is your new approach, right? So you can start off by identifying the root cause, revisit why something didn't work. Was it lack of time, lack of skill, lack of motivation, or external factors? So when you address the root cause, so that is key. For example, if your home cooking goal failed because of long working hours, maybe you can try and explore meal prepping on weekends or simpler recipes, you know, from our local Namibian ingredients. Right? Like simple things, like maybe noodles with whatsoever. I don't know. You can also try to take small steps, you know, instead of another big ambitious goal, you can break it down into much smaller, more manageable steps. So you ask yourself, what's the tiniest action you can take this week? And also, you can try to seek different resources or support. If a self-study approach didn't work, maybe you do need, you know, somebody to coach you, or maybe you need a class or an accountability partner. You know, somebody just to hold you accountable when you don't do things. For me, honestly, I feel like an accountability partner really works for me, you know. When somebody questions me or hold me accountable, that really usually hits home, to be honest. So you could try that. Maybe a different, you know, perspective when it comes to resources as well as support can actually go a long way for you. And probably change the environment. Sometimes your environment isn't conducive to your goals, which is very true. How can you modify your surroundings to support your new efforts? For example, if distractions at home prevent focus, maybe you can try, you know, working from a coffee shop or a restaurant or a quiet corner of the library. I've seen a lot of people who post being out at the restaurant or a coffee shop doing their work, because home is distractive. When you're supposed to be doing work, there's the TV looking at you, calling you like, please watch me. And then you are with the remote, you are watching instead of doing your work. So sometimes changing the environment could also be something you might need to do. And last but not least, try and accept as well as adjust. When you recognize that sometimes a goal simply needs to be adjusted or even dropped if it no longer serves your current priorities or is truly unattainable right now, is there a more realistic version of that goal? Sometimes we just need to accept and then adjust. And, well, dear listeners, we have reflected, right? We have felt the gratitude. We have identified our strength and areas for growth. So now it's time for us to harness that energy and information. So the remaining 6 months of 2025 are a blank canvas, right? Waiting for you to paint a picture of progress and achievement. Take those lessons, apply them wisely. Let's make the second half of this year truly remarkable. So thank you so much for tuning into Eagle FM on the crossover. Keep growing wherever you are. And stay shining. Yeah, man, stay shining. It was really a lovely conversation. And from me, Abigail, this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Until next Sunday, same time, same place. This is where I leave you. In the hands of Hende, who will be with you from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8. And I'm leaving you with the sounds of her on this one that is titled Damage.
Got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested, showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me size. Promise that you won't let me fall. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah, 'cause with me, know you could do damage.